This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Say amen. We serve a wonderful, wonderful God. Let the church say amen. It's good to be with you again, church family. You were on our minds and our hearts while you were away laying mama to rest. And I want to thank you for the wonderful support my family and I received from the Plantation Church. We are delighted to know that we have such a church family that can walk with us and comfort us and be with us in our own times of difficulties. Everyone, pastor, staff, from the elders, the men's ministries, children's ministry, all youth ministry, all who were so supportive in our time of difficulty. And at this time, we are keeping Pastor Jen in prayer because she is with her family laying her sister to rest, and I know it's a difficult time for her, so I invite prayers on her behalf, right? I invite prayers on her behalf. This month, we are preaching on the theme of the gratitude. We are in the season of Thanksgiving, and I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You had a wonderful Thanksgiving, Caleb. at least you're listening, all right? Good. All right. We're preaching on gratitude. And as usual, I'm going to talk about gratitude in the context of the kingdom of God for today's sermon. Before we read the word of God, let us pray together. Oh, great God, the giver of all good gifts, the one in whom we live and move and have our being, we thank you for being so gracious towards us. And we ask you to help us to submit ourselves in gratitude for all that you have done for us. As for me, now I stand at the assurance that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because you have anointed me to preach. And so as I preach this word, feed your sheep through me. In Jesus' name, amen. If I can get a little more on the monitors, that would be good. A little more on the monitors, a little less on the house, a little more on the monitors. Thank you. So our text today is from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 12, reading verses 13 through 21 from the New International Version, the NIV. And here is how it reads. Someone in the crowd said to him, and that's the Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in the abundance of possession." And he told them this parable. "The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said to himself, 'This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool. This very night your life will be demanded of you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be for those who store up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God. This is the word of God for the people of God. And today I have entitled the sermon, No Space in the Barn. No Space in the Barn. In response to God's provision, God's blessings, God's providence, God's power, God's presence, in response to God's working in our lives, our response swings and oscillates like a pendulum between the points of gratitude and ingratitude. Gratitude and ingratitude. Our response swings from gratitude to ingratitude. But unlike a regular pendulum that has a point of equilibrium, when we respond to God, we cannot be in the center between gratitude and ingratitude. There's no center place, no place of equilibrium in responding to God's goodness to us. We can't be between gratitude and ingratitude, for they are at different extremes. And that's something the parable wants us to understand. If you notice, Jesus gives this parable in response to an invitation to divide inheritance between two brothers. And in the parable, we are given insight into the thinking of this certain rich man. But we are also given insight into God's perspective of this rich man. And the parable helps us, it informs us how we ought to respond when there is no space in the barn. Notice how Jesus begins this parable. Jesus says, the ground of a certain rich man produced a bountiful harvest. Notice here that the subject of this sentence is not the rich man, but the ground. The ground of a certain man produced a harvest. And so we should think that indeed the rich man, he must have invested in this ground. He must have fertilized the soil. He must have watered it. He must have planted seeds with much potential to produce a harvest. But the reality is, even with all this effort, there was no certainty that there would be a harvest, much more an abundant harvest. How many times have you heard of or seen, or you yourself have planted seeds and thought that they would have brought forth plant? There is no certainty that when a seed is planted, it will bring forth a tree. The reality is, this rich man, he planted, but it is God who watered. It is God who sent the sunshine, and it is God who unleashed the germinating power in the seed. And so, when the Bible says that the ground of this rich man produced a rich harvest, we are invited to look beyond the rich man. We are invited to look beyond just the ground which produces the plant and the harvest, to see that beyond all of this, there's a mighty working power of God beyond all that took place. There's no certainty that a seed would produce a harvest, much more a bountiful harvest. But here, the Bible tells us that this rich man's ground produced a bountiful harvest. Might I remind us, brothers and sisters, that at times when our harvest and our seeds produce more than we expect, or a harvest, it's not just what we have sown, it is the power of God that has been working beyond the scenes. Are you listening to the preacher? Sometimes when we go through school, young people, and we come out with good grades, it's not just about your intelligence. It is the grace of God. It's the peace of God that kept you and brought you through a challenging semester. There are many others who went through that semester and some failed, but God brought you through. Some people are studying for final exams right now, but let me tell you, don't depend on yourselves. Depend on Jesus. How many times have you been in a place where you have succeeded beyond your own imagination or your own efforts? It has not been about you. It has not been about your own wisdom or craftiness or your skills or your abilities or your potential. It is all about God's blessings on your life. The ground, brothers and sisters, was the medium, but God was the source of this rich man's bountiful harvest. And I want us to be reminded that whenever we find ourselves with a bountiful harvest, God is working. God has worked beyond the scenes. And it's not just about what we have done. But notice how this rich man responds to the bountiful harvest. The ground produces a bountiful harvest, and listen to how he responds. What shall I do? This guy has a problem. I have no place to store my crops. God blesses this man, and he now has a problem. He has too much. He got more than he expected. And so he thinks to himself, I have surplus crop, but I have no space to store them. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down my barns and build bigger ones, because right now as it is, there is no space in the barn. God blessed him so much that there was no space in the barn. I don't know about you, but God is blessing someone. Have you ever been in a place where there is no space in your barn? You were praying for raindrops of mercies, but then came the showers of blessings, and God gave you more than you were expecting. You were praying for God to fill your cup, but now your cup has been filled and you're not drinking from your saucer. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been in a place where there has been no space in the barn when God blesses you? But this man's response, listen to how he responds. He has no place in his barn. God blessed him beyond his capacity to receive it. He had no place in the barn, and he's wondering, what is he going to do? And he thinks to himself, I'm going to tear down my barns and I'm going to build bigger ones. He was not expecting the blessing that he received. He had planned for one thing, but God gave him more than he expected. And now he had a good problem, if you please. He didn't know. He had to figure out how to deal with the surplus of God's blessings. And so sometimes we come and we want God to bless us in certain ways. But when God begins to work and God has work, we don't know what to do with ourselves. Have you ever been in that place where there's no space in the barn? That's one thing to build a bigger space. But here's what he said afterwards. I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain for many years. Right? He got more than he expected, so he now has more grain than he wanted, and for many years. So he said to himself, take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's his response. God blessed him so much that he could retire at an early age. I was watching the news just the other day. I think CNN or NPR is listening to. And this couple, 50-something years old, both of them, and they decided that they were going to retire and drive around the country. God blessed them so much that they could retire at an early age. And that's what happened to this rich man. God blessed him beyond his own preparation and his own imagination and his own capacity to receive it. And he now thinks, "Woo! God has been so good. I can retire. I can take life easy. I can eat, drink, and I can be merry." There was no space in the barn, so he could retire. I wish I can retire when I'm about 50. Sister Pat, you got to pray one of those prayers for me, because I want to retire. And here's the reason why I want to retire early. I had to bury someone. Very good teacher, invested her life in training and nurturing children. And I know teachers don't have the most comfortable salary or whatever. And she worked so hard to retire well. And just when she retired, she was diagnosed with cancer and died quickly. I don't know about anybody. I want to retire early and enjoy the labors of my youth. He got the chance. God blessed him, so there is no space in the barn. And so what we have here before us is a wise man. Small space, build larger space. Store it up. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's the good life. That's what I want. This man is nothing but a wise man. At least that's what I think. But listen to what God says about him. God says, after this man says to himself, I'm gonna eat, drink, and be merry, God says to him, you fool. God's response to him is, you fool. I mean, God, come on. If there's anybody who is wise, it's this man. He is making preparation for a good life. He has invested, and he's taking the investments, all the benefits, and he's putting it to good use. He's storing up. How can you call this man a fool, God? Listen to what God says. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then you will get what you have. Then who will get what you have prepared? He was preparing to take life easy, to eat, drink, and be merry. But he didn't know that his life would end that same night. God said, you fool. But God, it's logical that this man is prudent. He made all the wise decisions that anyone would expect one to make. But God describes him as a fool. But why is that? This man was planning for the future, but he was not grateful for what God had done for him. He did not acknowledge God as a source of his blessings. A matter of fact, God blessed him as far as the context of the story and the context of the culture. When God blesses you, it's not just for you, it's for communal blessing. When one person in the community is blessed, it's the community's blessings. A matter of fact, what about the persons who helped him till the soil? What about his family? What about his neighbor? The man says, I will live easy. I will eat, I will drink, and I will be merry. Hear him. My land, my harvest, my barn, I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. My, me, my. Everything was about him. And that's the problem. That's the reason he is a fool. When God blesses us and we respond to God with ingratitude, then we become fools. And hear me, the greatest expression of ingratitude is greed. Greed. And that's what he did. When God blessed him, God blessed him with a surplus, an abundant harvest. He got more than he planned for. So here's what could have happened. He could have stored the amount that the barn could hold and give away the rest, that the surplus. But no, he wanted everything for himself. His response to God's blessings was ingratitude, which expressed itself in greed. And we are to guard ourselves against that, brothers and sisters. When God blesses us, we ought to demonstrate gratitude. It's not ingratitude which expresses itself in greed. How many times have God blessed us? And how have we responded? Hear me. From God's perspective, we respond to God's blessings in two ways: in gratitude or ingratitude. And that determines whether we are wise or whether we are fools. And God says, this man was a fool because he responded with ingratitude, which was expressed in his greed. He didn't think about his neighbors. He didn't think to give to them. And so God says, you are a fool. In God's eyes, fools are those who are expressed in gratitude and greed. And the fact that he was ungrateful suggests that he didn't recognize God as a source of his blessings. And the moment we do not acknowledge God as a source of our blessings is the moment we say that God has nothing to do with my life, and God is not the source of my life, and God, it's as if God does not exist. And so we are to guard against this selfishness, this ingratitude, this greed, because God says, brothers and sisters, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Whenever we allow ourselves to be consumed with ingratitude and greed, we deny that God is a blessing. God is the source of all our blessings. And we deny our brothers and sisters the blessings that God wants to give to them too. God, brothers and sisters, judges the greedy. Hear me? God judges the greedy and the ungrateful. The Bible says that he was speaking in the day about how he would live his life in the future. But God said the same night his life would be taken away. God judges those who are ungrateful and greedy. God says, you fool. The same thing, hear me now. Anything that we plant in this life, someone else will reap after our death. Anything we plant in this life, someone will reap after our death. So the question is, why not share it in life? Why not share our blessings in life? It doesn't matter what I have, or what you have, or how large a bank account we have, or our resources. When we go down into that grave, nothing goes with us, and someone else will inherit it. So why not give it in life? Why not bless someone now while we can do it? So God says, you're a fool because you responded with ingratitude towards my generosity. But there is a better way. The fool, the rich man says, my land, my harvest, me, myself, and I. Ingratitude equals greed. But God says there is a better way to respond to God's blessings. And that's what the parable invites us to do. The parable invites us, brothers and sisters, to respond to God's blessings with gratitude. And the greatest expression of gratitude is generosity. The greatest expression of gratitude is generosity. In this season of Thanksgiving, Thursday, this church, under the leadership of the Loytons, the children's ministries leaders, the youth ministry leader, Addie, and so many others from the church and community organizations, We went downtown, and so much was given to those who were in need, or neighbors who were experiencing homelessness, food, clothes, shoes and stuff. And I had a chance to cut a few here. And while I was cutting a few hairs, I was talking to some of these guys, and these guys were experiencing homelessness. I spoke to a few of them who were veterans, and they were telling me their stories. And I spoke to this one guy. I was cutting his hair. He was Enrique. And we had a conversation that stays with me even today. He said to me, you know, before I was on the street, before I began experiencing homelessness, I didn't pay much attention to people on the street. But now I am here, I know what it's like. I know how difficult it is. And he started telling me that he's a cabinet maker and he's working, he got a job, and he's saving some money because he's gonna rent a place and he's gonna get off the street. And then he said this, when I get off this street, I am coming back to help these people. When I get off these streets, I am coming back to help these people on the street. Now, listen to him. God was blessing him, and his response wasn't one of ingratitude or greed. He could have said, man, I know how tough it is on the street. I'm not going back out there. But he said to himself, God is blessing me so much that I have to be grateful, and I'm going to express my gratefulness, my gratitude in generosity to others. And so, brothers and sisters, when God blesses us, God blesses us so that we can be the saucer that overflows into other person's lives. When God blesses us, it's not just for ourselves, it's for those who are in need. Listen, brothers and sisters, when God blesses us, he gives us more than we expect. This rich man got a surplus. He got a surplus, and he wanted to keep the surplus for himself, even though he didn't plan for it, even though he didn't know how it come about. Whenever God blesses us beyond our imagination or preparation or capacity to receive it, let us look for ways and means to give back to others. Because the greatest expression of gratitude is generosity. The greatest way to show that we are grateful to God and thankful to God for the blessings of God on our lives is to be generous to those who are in need. That's the only way we can escape the judgment that comes upon those who are selfish, those who are greedy, those who think that their life exists in the abundance of possession. He had all the possession he needed and more. There was no space in his barn, but his life was snuck out that same very night. It doesn't matter how much we have. It doesn't matter how much we have or where we store it or how much. That is not our life. Our life. Life becomes meaningful. Life becomes meaningful when we live and be a blessing to others. When in gratitude to God, we become generous to others. And so, brothers and sisters, God is going to bless you. God has already blessed some of you. And you know there is no space in your barn. God has blessed you beyond your capacity to receive it. And hear me, brothers and sisters, it's not time to tear down your barns and build bigger ones. It's not time for that. It's time now for us to stretch out our hands to someone who is in need as an expression of gratitude to God. Don't build bigger barns. Don't get any more storage rooms. Don't get any more storage space. It's time not to build bigger barns, but to open our hands a little wider and give to someone who is in need. That's the greatest expression of gratitude, and that is generosity. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but Brother Andrew, I went back to Jamaica to bury Mama the other day. And when I walked in my community, Ella Dion, I said to myself, Ella Barbara, I don't know how I came out of this place. I looked around and I saw some of my friends a few of them. And I remember those who were there who are no longer with us, but they're under the ground. Some who are in prison. Some who are insane. Some who, and I said to myself, God, how did I come out of this place? How did I survive this place? How did I come to a place where there's no space in my barn? I had to remind myself, it is not about my ground. It is not about me. It was all about Jesus. And that's why, Brother Andrew, I love the song that says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Is there one person in church today where there's no space in your barn and you want to tell God how grateful you are for blessing you? All you got to do is open your hands to someone in need. God says no time to build bigger barns. It's time to open our hands a little wider. Stretch it a little farther. Because someone is in need. Oh, I love a little song that reminds me that I'm here today, not because of anything good I've done, but because of mama's little prayers, and because God was working beyond the scene and doing more and keeping me more longer than I thought I would have kept myself. The songwriter says, my maker and my king, to thee my all I owe. Thy sovereign bounty is the springs from which all my blessings flow. It has nothing to do with you. It's all about God and God's graciousness. It's all about the mercy of Jesus. You know what I'm talking about. God is the one that has brought us here to the place where there is no space in the barn. Brothers and sisters, when there is no space in the barn, what do we do? What do you do when there is no space in the barn? It's not time to build bigger barns. It's time, brothers and sisters, to recognize that all that we have and all that we are is all because of the goodness of Jesus. And when we recognize that, it's so easy for us to recognize that we ought to bless somebody else. The man in the parable said, my heart, my land, my harvest, me, myself, and I. But in the kingdom of God, when it comes to gratitude, it is God, myself, and my name. It is not about me. It is not about you. It's all about the blessings of Jesus. It's easy to say, oh yes, I got this job because I knew this person. I'm doing so well because I'm so intelligent. I'm doing so well in life because I'm so healthy. My health is strong because I eat exercise and I eat well. But let me tell you something. There are many vegetarians who ate well. There are many people who exercise who are still under the ground because their lives weren't in the hand of God. When your life is in the hand of Jesus, hear me, brothers and sisters, you can possess good health and you can possess wealth, but if you're not rich towards God, you are poor and a fool. What do you do when there is no space in the barn? You've got to recognize that your health, your wealth, your blessings, everything that we've got comes from a generous God. When there is no space in the barn, when there's no space in the barn, that's a time, brothers and sisters, to look and take the surplus and stretch out our hands to those who are in need. Gratitude, the greatest expression of gratitude is generosity. When God blesses us, our response oscillates like a pendulum between the points of gratitude and ingratitude. Gratitude and ingratitude. And we have to choose how we respond. Will we say, me, myself, and I, ingratitude, greed? Or God, myself, my neighbor? Gratitude, generosity. What do we do when there is no space in the barn? God says, we must be gracious. We must be grateful, express gratitude, and stretch out our hands to those who are in need. Because all that we have, all that we are, It's all because of the goodness of Jesus. When there is no space in the barn, let us be grateful. Let us be gracious. Let us be generous.
Amen. I invite you to stand as we continue in singing Wonderful, Merciful Savior. Amen.
Us. And sometimes God has blessed us beyond our preparation or capacity to receive it. Yeah, there's no space in the barn, and we can only respond in two ways. Two ways. We can say me, myself, and I, and we can allow the pendulum to swing to the point of ingratitude, which expresses itself in greed, me, myself, and I. Or we can allow the pendulum to swing to the other extreme of gratitude, which expresses itself in generosity to others, which says, God, myself, and my neighbors. I'm just a vessel to which God blesses my neighbors. If you're saying today that you are that vessel, let me see you raise your hand. God, we stand before you with grateful hearts, thanking you for the ways you have blessed us, sometimes beyond our capacity to receive it and beyond our imagination and preparation. Today, God, I ask that you will help us to recognize that it's not just the land, but it's your power, the laws of nature which you have planted, which have germinated the seed, the sun and the rain which you have sent. Those are the things that cause the bountiful harvest. May we see that it's not ourselves or anything about us that has caused us to be where we are or will be who we can be in you, but it's your blessings, your grace and your mercy that is doing this. And may we respond to that blessing. As you come, your blessing comes on us, may we respond by being generous to our neighbors. When there's no space in the barn, help us, God, to be generous to those who are in need. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.